This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh will be getting a little larger tonight. The Common Council is expected to annex over 36 acres of land from the town of Oshkosh. The land along Vinland Road will become the new Valley Christian High School site. The land is currently being farmed. Council newcomer Chris Larson wants the city to have a third-party audit to review any city additions to building codes, municipal zoning, and signage codes. Chris tells Newsworthy no one seems to know when or if there's been one done in Oshkosh. Larson says as technology and needs progress, it's important to make sure that city codes are as streamlined as they can be, or we risk being slower than neighboring cities. The council will discuss that idea tonight. The city will start offering replacement lids for those 96-gallon garbage and recycling carts on Wednesday of next week. Replacement lids can be purchased at the collection counter in City Hall. The cost is $50 and includes delivery, installation, and disposal of the old lids. Page 2, the Chamber is having its Senior Talent Track event tomorrow at the Convention Center. The event matches seniors who have not finalized plans after graduation with employers who have full-time job opportunities. Talking graduates, graduation ceremonies at both Oshkosh West and Oshkosh North are being moved. Times and dates are not changing. West will go first on May 25th at 10 a.m. North will follow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The ceremonies are being moved from the Oshkosh Arena to the Cole Sports Center on the campus of UW Oshkosh. The arena is currently up for sale, and that's the reason for the move. The Boys and Girls Club of Oshkosh has their largest fundraiser of the year coming up on Saturday. Wine Feast is a wine and food pairing event with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the club. Online reservations have closed now, but you can contact the club for reservations via phone. And that archaeological dig that started last year is restarted in Menominee Park. Crews unearthed a historic Indian village there last year. Officials are now saying that the reconstruction of Pratt Avenue, which was put on hold last year, will not be completed now until the fall of this year as the dig continues. Turning to sports, Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers play the Bucks again tonight in Game 2 of their playoff series. The Bucks currently lead the series 1-0. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. I'm Bob Brunell, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.